Yes. All right. What's going on? Let me make that adjustment. Sure. Let's go. What's up, everybody? All right. What's going on, everybody? It's your boy, the Dean Class is in session, man. Want to give a shout out to everybody in the chat room, all my chat room dogs listening, all my Me Pill listeners out there listening. We want to welcome you all to the show. We have a very good show for you guys out there. We ask you guys, if you want to call in, please call in. The number y'all see right here. I think I got the fucking phone lines together. Tyler, you might have to call in, Tyler, because I think I got this shit right. So Tyler, call me. I think I got it right, buddy. Just call me real quick if you can, Tyler. I think I've fucking finally figured this shit out. And Tyler, if you call me and don't figure this shit out, I'm going to be fucking pissed. But anyway, I want to welcome you all to the show, man. I'm the Dean. Class is in session, guys. This show is for men out there or guys out there who want to learn a different perspective. We are 100% original, 100% guaranteed. All the information that we talk about is in-house. And this is for guys that actually want to learn game and change their perspective of how they see the world. If you can change your perspective, you can win in this game. So I welcome all you guys as well. And one thing I always say to you guys out there that listen to this show, I want to say, first off, I want to say thank you for all those guys that go ahead and like, subscribe, hit that notification button. Appreciate all you guys out there. Hold on a second. I got to stop this. Let me bring in Tyler. Tyler, please say you can hear me. Oh, let me see here.
I can hear you, Coach. I can hear you. Can they hear me?
Tyler, can you hear me now, though? You hear me now?
I hear you now, yes. Yes, I can
all
hear
right,
you on
you,
Blog
Tyler.
Talk.
All right, and you can hear me on Blog Talk, right?
Yeah, can the chat hear me?
Chat room, can y'all hear Tyler? Chat room, can y'all – he's a bit quiet. Let me see.
Yeah, everybody's been quiet on Blog Talk all week, Coach.
Okay, so it's been pretty weird. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Okay, he sounds low as hell. Okay, thank you, Tyler. Well, I can hear you. As long as
right,
I can hear you, I can help you. Thank you, Tyler. Appreciate it,
okay.
Tyler. Yeah, something about Blog Talk. I don't know what's going on. It's got everybody low, but we got that shit working, so we are good. Shout out to all my chat room dogs out there. As I always say for you guys out there, if you want to be a student of the game, make sure you guys get in your car. Go ahead and go to Amazon, Hobby Lobby, Michaels, Target, Walmart. Go anywhere you can go. Get a 100-piece puzzle set. Go ahead and buy the puzzle set. Guys, get your asses home. Dump the puzzle pieces on a table and throw the box away. And begin the process of really connecting yourself. We're the only ones on YouTube that show you how to begin the process of game. Gentlemen, if you want to call in, the lines are open. If you have a question, gentlemen, please put a Q. That's what we want to do. If you're texting a woman, please put a T in there. If you have a question, actually put a Q in there. We got you covered, okay? We want to make sure you guys have everything together. Yes, guys, I had someone ask me the other day. Yes, the dating chat line is still there. For you guys that haven't been there, the Man Mindset Dating Chat Line is there. But I want to say, guys, we have a great show for you today, and we're going to be talking about not to be a friend, be the guy that she wants to actually want to cheat with. And we're going to talk about that today, and we're going to talk about the rules of that to give you guys a better understanding of that, okay? You've got to listen and pay attention, man. I don't understand you guys out here. The number one thing you've got to do is pay the fuck attention. I did not say 300. And if they have 300, then get your ass on Amazon or go somewhere and get 100, man. How hard and difficult is it to pay attention? This is amazing, man. You guys, you see why y'all can't win? Because y'all don't even want to follow directions. All right, guys. Anyway, for all my dogs out there, I want to say boxing. Thank you very much for the super chat and all this other stuff. When you say people avoid eye contact, am I the problem? Well, you're the problem because you're worrying about the people avoiding eye contact. Why do you give a fuck? If you're going to answer that question, I'll be able to help you. But why do you care if someone's breaking eye contact with you? I don't understand this, but we got to break this down because we have a very good show. We're going to be breaking down some stuff that you never heard about before because this is more like going towards being a gigolo, going towards being a whore, and women using you for sex. They're using you for sex. That's it. They don't want anything else from you. And we're going to talk about today, okay? That's what we're going to be talking about and discussing today. But before I start this, I want y'all to see something. And I don't even know if I should show it. I should wait for it. I think I need to wait. I need to show you that shit later. But as I said before, guys, we have to look at – I don't think you – okay. To begin all of this, one must understand women. And you must understand that women, just like you guys, sometimes – They work all damn day. We're going to be talking about some other things, breaking some of that stuff down. I don't want to talk about that right yet, but they work all day. There's a lot of things that they go through, a lot of emotions, a lot of ups and downs, a lot of things that they go through. But at the end of the day, sometimes a margarita, sometimes a wine, sometimes a good book, crying, sometimes that's just not enough. And sometimes that dildo in her drawer, that Willie Mammoth 3000, is sometimes it's not enough. And sometimes these women need a release. And sometimes they are going to look for a certain kind of guy that is not going to tie them down. Gentlemen, I told you in August that every August, you get a new batch of women, and all these women want to do is let their hair down, and they're not looking for commitment. They're looking for ways to expand their sexuality. They're looking for things to do, okay? And I want to talk to you about these women, all these women. A lot of these women have a lot of things in common that a lot of y'all don't understand. And I won't say – I'm not going to say all women – okay, I won't say all women, but most women out here have fantasies, fucking on the beach, fucking in a barn, smashing on a balcony, going somewhere where it's raining and feeling like it is when it's in the countryside. Some of them want to fuck in a treehouse, in a tent, in a canoe, a swing, a Ferris wheel. The roof of a house, a hammock, an abandoned building. A lot of women, there's a lot of risky things that they like to do. And there are women out there that are also interested in just dirty sex. Some women fantasize about being watched while they're fucking a guy, or they want to be watched with being a woman. With a woman. Some fantasize about anal sex, sex in public, gentlemen, role play, orgies, threesomes, a stranger, being dominated, being submissive, exhibition. Like I say, lesbian sex is a great one. Partner swapping, like group sex, threesomes, role reversal, stripping, doing a lot of rough things. I mean, just a lot of fantasies that women have in their mind, gentlemen. And the thing about these women out here is that they don't want to share this information with certain kind of people out there. There is a certain kind of group of guys out there that right now, a lot of women out here, okay, is they're not looking for tying themselves down. Now, they might tell you that I'm looking for somebody. You know what I mean, guys? They might say I'm looking for a relationship right now. And that might be true. Maybe they are looking for a relationship. But there are women right now working two jobs. There are women right now have responsibilities of watching kids or responsibilities at the job. There's a lot of pressure. There's a lot of things going on with them where they are going through a lot of things right now. And what these women don't want, they don't want a guy hovering on them. They don't want guys around them always hovering and waiting like vultures for a moment to pounce on them, because there are things going on with the woman. And we're going to break that down, because nobody's ever talking about what we're talking about and what we're going to be breaking down. And this is what y'all guys have to kind of understand in this, is that there are women out here, I mean, working jobs, you know, and again, this is, please understand this. This isn't, I got to tie this in to give you the why. So this isn't like poor woman. I'm just tying it in. You got a lot of women right now who are lawyers, doctors, who are directors, bosses, CEOs, CFOs, vice presidents, presidents of companies. There are a lot of women that are in roles. And you got to understand, these women, when they go to work, they've got to push aside their fucking emotions, and they've got to put on their hard hat, and they've got to show the men that they are worth being around men who are, again, it's sexist. It's how it's always been. You know, it's always been the good old boy system where it's all about men and women are second-class citizens. It's always been where women don't make as much as money as men do in certain positions. It's just how it is. It, you know, I'm not here to change that, but what I'm saying is a lot of these women have to represent the company. A lot of these women cannot have any scandals. These women cannot, they cannot get caught up in shit because they're representing the company. So it's a lot of pressure on them to tote the line as employees of a company, and they've got to tote the line and be in hardcore and all this other stuff. But yet there's a side of them that wants to free themselves, gentlemen, free themselves and break away from what they're dealing with. And that's what I want. And guys, I want to talk about this. I want to break this down. I want to give you understanding. Because, see, as a man, okay, there's a – the reason why we or my kind fuck a lot of these women is because we're not making it about the sex. We're not making it about the sex. We're making it about the emotion, the connection emotionally, that she has sexual freedom, no judgments and everything. But also these women that most of you guys don't understand is that these women, and again, this is no excuse, but I got to tie this in to give y'all understanding. These women, you know, they go through aches and pains. They're on their feet a lot of times. Their feet are hurting. They're cramping, menstrual cycles, and all that other stuff. Headaches. They get headaches. Short temper. Sometimes they get burnt out. They have difficulty focusing on some things. Anxieties. Sometimes they have depression, weight gain, feeling out of control, substance abuse. I mean, they're going through a lot of shit. And this is not saying poor woman, but what I'm saying is these women out here are trying to actually release. Like, for a lot of you guys out there, they're no different than you as far as, you know what, you had a long day at work. Sometimes working out is not enough. Sometimes you just want to get your fuck on it, to get that nut to relieve that stress and stuff like that. Well, gentlemen, women are the same thing. Women operate the same way, okay? All right? And it is so important that you guys understand what they're actually looking for. They're not looking for somebody to fix their problems. They're not looking for that. They're not looking for somebody to force them into a relationship, pressure them into a relationship, or hover around them. They're looking for somebody that, you know what, when I need to fuck, when I need to feel a warm dick inside me, or I want to suck a dick, or I want to feel cum on my face or my body, I just want to get away. I just need that phone call. And guys, if you guys watch The Chi, they kind of talked about it last season where, you know, the dude's girlfriend, she met a guy, you know, she just wanted to clean up and just wanted to, just, you know, I just want somebody that I can just see, fuck, and just go back to my life. I don't want to talk to you every day. I don't want you bothering me and bugging me. There, again, women that are and the pressure. Y'all understand the pressures of law school. Y'all don't understand the pressures of medical school. Y'all don't understand the pressures of what these women are going through as far as studying and things like that. A lot of women are going through a lot of things, and they need that release, but they are very cautious about who they're going to give that release to. Oh, wait a second. So is it just about not holding them down, judging them, but you're their relief when they're stressed instead of being the person? Yes, exactly. And we'll talk about that because you're not. See, this is what I'm going to show y'all about game, that it's easier for you to offer your sexual services versus trying to offer a relationship. A lot of these women, sometimes they just want to have fucking fun. They just want to go out. They want to party, someone to drink, someone to do drugs, someone to kiss a guy, someone to make out with a guy, someone to suck a guy's dick. They just want to get away. They don't want to deal with a relationship, because if you think about dealing with a relationship, gentlemen, what comes with a relationship? It comes with a guy that's hovering her, handcuffing her, asking what she's doing and where she's going and why is she talking to this person. And women just don't want that. A lot of women just want to sometimes get away with a guy that is just there to fuck. That's it, okay? And this is what so many guys don't realize, all right? I got you, Tyler. Let me finish this up. But a lot of people don't realize and understand how important this is. I want to give y'all an example. See, this is, again, I want to give y'all an example of what it's like. So this is what you see right here. This is an example of what it's like when they have shit to do. And even when they have shit to do, they're going to let you know that if and when I'm ready to do something, then you're going to be the first one I fucking call. But just because she doesn't want to do something now doesn't mean she's not going to do something later. But it's a different dynamic that is between you meeting and dating and you being in a relationship with a woman. This is what it's all about when women realize, okay, you know what? You're operating on a different level than the average guy. And if you're operating on a different level than the average guy and you are about the game, which means you understand what the game is and what is going on. You are not going to judge me, get mad at me, or anything like that, but you're not going to beat around the bush. You're not going to play games. You're not going to try to be my friend. You're not going to try to backdoor me, but you're going to give me an out when I need a release. You're going to give me an out. And a lot of you guys don't even really see. This is what's so different and it's important about this channel here is because I'm trying to show you game in between game. There are so many things that you guys don't see between the lines that you don't have to be the guy to go on a date with her and kiss her ass and all other stuff. Nor you got to be the guy to settle down with her, because a lot of women don't want to settle down. If you guys ever seen that movie, You remember what that crazy psychotic killer guy? Do you remember in the first season of You or even Sex Life or whatever? But let's talk more about You. You remember the guy was spying on the girl, and you remember he was spying on her, and she went to the bar just to get a drink, got with the bartender, fucked him that night, and just went on with her life. That's what women do. That's what women do. I'm telling you. You guys don't understand. There is a fine line between what you – okay, there are the average surface dwellers. Then there are guys that run behind women. And then there's us. And then there are the guys that beg for relationships. And a lot of women out there don't do that, okay? A lot of women don't move that, okay? All right? So what I'm saying to you guys out here, yes, Double G, playing basketball is an I do. It's not an I am, sir. But what I'm saying to you guys out there, if y'all want to call them, lines are open. But I want to show you something. Now, guys, do not get mad at this. You must understand that this is just what it is when you have game. So what I'm about to show you is going to piss some of you guys off. Because a lot of you guys are going to be like, that's fucked up. That woman's a, y'all, a lot of you guys are about to judge this woman while I'm about to show you. But what I'm saying to you guys, don't judge the woman. Just understand this is the world. This is the world. When you, see, listen. Even a woman that has a secure man, before I show you this, even a woman that is married, living with a guy, dating a guy, in a relationship with a guy, or just texting a few guys, will still fuck a man on the side. That doesn't make her a bad person. That's just her saying that this guy that I'm talking to is just not enough, ready guys, to fulfill my sexual cup. See, you guys got to understand what the difference is between a man that signifies sex. That's why I keep trying to tell you. If you do not encompass sex, you can't get what I'm about to talk about. And if you can't encompass sex, then what you're about to see is going to piss you off. Because a lot of you guys, what I'm about to show you, is about to show you actually what you are. Because a lot of guys are going to blame the woman for this. But this is not the woman. This is the woman being a woman. I'm sorry. And again, this is a lot about, gentlemen, even as a gigolo, if y'all getting into the gigolo lifestyle, I always told you guys out here that when you go doing, I always told you at the beginning of the year, go to the art district, find out about nude modeling. Because that's one of the fastest way into getting the group sex, orgies, threesomes, husbands paying you to fuck their wives and all that stuff. Because those women have nothing to do, and they go to these places just to paint, sculpt, draw, and all this other stuff. But there is a level, another level. Remember I told you guys, have you guys ever seen the movie The Loser? It was like a kind of an action movie, guys. In the movie The Loser, remember I told you years ago, the guy had mannequins that were women all around his house. Guys, I will tell you, what y'all don't understand, right outside your door, there are women who have money. And I'm talking about the kind of women that live in gated communities that have fuck money to just spend. And what they will do is they will hire you guys. And if y'all don't even know this, it's like, this is when you have game. This is like underground shit that most people don't even know about. They will hire you to be a naked mannequin. Like, okay, they have Mary Kay parties. They have, and Mary Kay is like makeup parties. They have sex parties, and not a sex party, but like dildo parties, where a group of women get together, rich women. Somebody comes in with different dildos and things that they can vibrate on their pussy and all the other stuff. But in that same room, in that suite, are naked men holding trays where the women will come up and eat off the tray, grab your balls, suck your dick, and all that other stuff. There's a lot of dirty shit going on that most of you guys don't even see because people don't want the average guy to be privy to this stuff because a lot of y'all guys can't hold your water. A lot of you guys are judging women. A lot of you guys look at women as, you know, she's got a high count and all this other stuff. So that's why this information is not actually privy to a lot of you guys. But I want to show y'all something. It's going to probably upset a lot of you guys, but you must understand this is what it is. And what you're about to see is, and I'm explaining the why behind this, but it's going to fuck a lot of your heads up, what you're about to see. Some of you guys are going to get angry, but you must understand that if a woman is not satisfied, not physical, not emotionally, but has a sexual connection, if you are not sexually connected to that woman, and this is why we always talk about the core, but I'm about to show you guys something. But if you're not sexually connected, they're going to fill in the gap with somebody else. And that's just what it is. Just like a lot of you guys, think about the guy that isn't having sex at home. What does his gap feel? He'll go to the strip club. So you guys think, you know, men do this all the time. They always will fill in a gap. My wife ain't fucking me, so I'm going to go to the strip club and fill in that gap. My woman ain't doing this, so I'm going to go find somebody else to fill in the gap. So you must understand, it works the same for both parties. What I'm about to show you is probably going to fuck you up a little bit, but let's watch it. Here we go. So a lot of you guys are going to say that's pretty fucked up, but y'all got to understand what the world is like. Y'all have to understand, if you listen, if you don't have game, then that woman is going to fill that gap. Even if she's talking to someone right now online or dating somebody, she's going to look to get that gap filled. You see what I'm saying? She's going to look for someone to fill the gap. And what a lot of guys don't understand is that this is why it's so important to have game, because we need to break down how you position yourself to be the guy she wants to cheat with. And I don't mean just to cheat with, just she needs a fucking dildo, a human dildo, somebody that when she is stressing the fuck out, that she can say, you know what, can you come over and fuck me? Can I come over and just suck your dick? I'm stressing to a point where you just come over there and fuck her. She can be engaged, she can be living with somebody, but what y'all guys don't understand is that so many of you guys out here are always trying to push a pendulum one way. It's either I'm trying to fuck her or I'm trying to have a relationship with her. And a lot of women just don't want relationships. They want guys that are cool enough on the background to say, all right, baby, do your thing. Well, hey, you do your thing. Guys, and it's so beautiful, because when you talk to them that way, they will feel some kind of way at first. I mean, it doesn't always act like it's porn where they're going to sit around and say, you know what? No. Oh, my God. Let's fuck. No. Sometimes they're going to feel out of sorts because, again, a lot of these women feel that they have value and all this other stuff. But when they actually start to weigh things out, they really come to an idea or a power with themselves, and they say that, wait a second. You know what? This guy is not going to bother. Okay, listen. You must understand that women are going to be cautious. That means that she is going to do her due diligence and not just fuck you on the side just because you want to fuck her. Because a lot of women have a lot of things to lose. There are women right now, guys, when you go into work in the morning, right? You know how you drive through that school zone, or you're driving and you see all those little kids, and you see all those parents, all those women ushering their cute little kid on the bus, or you'll see pretty, I don't know when Girl Scout cookies come out, where they come and knock on your door and they sit there and smile. Go ahead and talk to them. Yes, mister, would you like some cookies? And she's like, oh, and you that woman, that one that's a pillar of the community, the one that is in events. You see her at the football games. You see her at cheerleading. You guys have no idea what is going on in your neighborhood right now. In your neighborhood right now, there are orgies, threesomes. There are guys being paid to fuck the wives. There are women bringing their friends over for the husband. There is just so much going on that goes beyond your thinking. Remember, game like this goes beyond what you can comprehend and see, because you guys are looking at everything the wrong way from the surface. You're not looking at it to be just that. You should be the guy that, you know what, Willie D, the cleanup man. You know, this has always been going on, where we have an understanding. I'm not here to fuck up what you have. I'm not here to fuck up what you have. You have what you have. You do what you want to do. You chill the fuck out. Hey, do, date, and whatever. But let me show y'all how they can recognize that they want to fuck with you, okay? Okay? See, the motherfucker, I remember I told you, you got to listen with your eyes and listen with your ears and listen with your mind. And you got to realize that you've got to listen to her smiles, because every smile is different. You got to listen to her frowns. You got to listen to how her being quiet. You have to listen to her laughter. Every laugh is different. Everything is different. You have got, see, the man that can read what is going on without her trying to tell you what's going on is the man that she's going to realize, this is the kind of motherfucker that's going to keep his fucking mouth closed. This is the kind of guy that I can fuck whenever I want to fuck him, and he's not going to worry about it. But this is not just about the fucking, gentlemen. It's also about the connection. See, it's not, I don't want y'all to think what I'm talking about is just porn, because it doesn't work that way, gentlemen. It's about being able to connect with a woman on not you being emotional, connecting that way, but understanding her emotions and letting her know that it's okay to feel what you feel, because a lot of women today don't have an outlet. You understand what the red pill has done is it's made whores' jobs easier, because a lot of these women feel like, I can't even express myself to anybody, because if I open my mouth and say I want to fuck, if I say I want to be with a guy, if I say I want to have some quick sex, if I say I want to do anything sexual, the way the world is right now, that they're going to give her a scarlet letter and they're going to judge her. So you know what these women do? They go in hiding and they wait to find a real man that can understand that, you know what? Hey, I know you had a long day at work. It's cool. Listen, if you're stressing, call me if you're stressing. You know what? You know what I heard? You know, I was talking to you earlier today, and I can tell that, you know, are you all right? Are you not feeling good? Man, how did you know that? Well, because I pay attention, baby. I got you. You see that? See, you guys are so focused on the outer, but the ones that's going to get the pussy and be the dick in the box is the one that is not focused on the outer. He's not there to roll fruit at her feet, like, that's not what this is about. Right, Graw, exactly. Allowing her to vent without judging her. And not only venting, but you'll know when she's stressed, because you were able to have enough game to read between the lines. And that, listen, here's a beautiful thing. It's not about trying to fix what's wrong with her. It's letting her know that anytime something is going on with her, you are an outlet. Now listen to me. It's a weird thing, because sometimes you guys are outlets, and that's called the friend zone. You are an outlet to her until she finds a real man to be an outlet to. So she is going to use an average guy to, you know what, I had a long day at work, can we talk, I'm stressing, or, you know, this guy was trying to talk to me today, and I didn't know what to do, and I want to talk to somebody, and can we hang out and watch, you know, Netflix and chill, and not to fuck, but just to hang out. So what I'm saying to you guys out here is that when you are a friend to her, it's the same thing, but we're on the other side of the coin. See, we're not a friend to her, and we're not her psychiatrist. When she talks to us, she's talking to the dick. When you put in your fucking feelings and become a friend to her by doing friendly things, she is going to reach out based off of the friendship, not the fucking. It's the friendship she's basing everything off. But what she bases us She's not talking to – we're not friends. We're not buddies. We're not about going and doing shit. We're about straight fucking, and you're – it's like the dick is the one that's listening. We ain't the ones that's listening. We're not the ones that are trying to solve things. But we're saying that this is a safe haven. There's a middle ground between you going through all these guys that you got to figure things out, and you being in this fucked up ass relationship. We're right smack in the middle, but we're not your fucking friend. You see what I'm saying? We're not friends, and that's the understanding. We're not friends, but I have to explain something to you because there's a catch to this. And this is why I always tell my clients, be careful of how much five play, fucking 101, master the bedroom, kissing 101, dirty talk, flirt the fuck. You have got to be able to manage and seep that out by drips. You cannot turn the faucet. Please, now follow me on this. If you turn that faucet, she is going to get caught up in the dick. You don't want that to happen because what you'll want to do is either leave her relationship or cut off all the other guys and want to be exclusively yours. And that's the problem. You've got to be able, guys, and we'll talk more about that in the second hour, about how you seep you to the woman that when she needs an outlet, the outlet is the wine ain't working, watching Lifetime ain't working, crying ain't working, working out ain't working, or using that dildo ain't working, or having a hardcore drink other than wine. The stress is so great. She's just got to get that nut. That's all she needs to do is get that nut. And she's not going to look to a guy that wants to take her out because that motherfucker's going to judge her. She's not going to go to the guy that she's with because what you see is what you get, and she can't get that from that guy because there is no connection. Do you see what I'm saying? There's no connection there, gentlemen. And what I'm saying to you guys, that's what we're going to talk about, and that's what we're going to be discussing. Because, see, as a man, the thing that she needs to understand is that when you and I get together, gentlemen, there are women, listen, and this is no judgment, I'm going to keep it a buck. There are women that are in church, pastors, women in the congregation, women in the pews, all that shit. And they're fucking on the side. And the reason why they're fucking those guys on the side is because the person they're fucking is not going to sit there and judge her for, oh, my God, you're supposed to be religious. I mean, what would your God think about you and you fucking sinner? Oh, you shouldn't be. They don't want to fuck with you about that. No, they just want to release and go back to their life. When their feet are hurting, they just want to release. Remember I told you guys, all right, remember I told you guys a long time ago, I had that client of mine. She was on her period, right? And he was all frustrated and mad. She was on her period. He wanted to get some pussy, and it came, and he was like, man, fuck that bitch, man. You guys, no. This is the perfect opportunity to be in an exclusive club, and you don't even see it. No, man, it's fucked up, man. You know I've been trying to get that pussy from her, and yet she's on her period, man. Man, that's fucked up, man. I'm about to cut that bitch off, man. No. Listen. This is your crossroads. You can say fuck her and never get the pussy ever again. Or you can show her that I'm not your emotional pillow or your shoulder. I'm just a man that understands things happen with you. And because this happens with you, and I understand that sometimes when women want to have sex and their periods happen, sometimes they feel ashamed and sometimes they feel less than because, remember, insecurity, self-worth. And here it is, man, I way wanted to fuck him, but now I might lose the guy because I'm on my period. And, you know, a lot of things happen with women. It's just how it is. But this is the moment that men win where average guys don't win. I told that motherfucker to go over there. First, I want you to call her, ask if she okay, and ask her does she have a warm heating pad. And say, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go over there because I know you probably on your feet all day. I'm going to go over there and give you a foot massage. Now, the guy thought I was talking in, like, that guy thought, Steve, what the fuck, why would I do that stupid shit? I'm, man, she ain't giving up no pussy. Why would I ask her about her heat pad, and why would I rub her feet, man? That's stupid, man. Why? I said, dog, you don't see it. You don't see it. It's not about the heating pad, and it's not about you rubbing her fucking feet. It's you doing the one thing that every guy she knows isn't doing. It's pushing aside his selfish ass hunger to fuck and understand that shit happens. And it's not that I'm mad that it happens. I just want to make sure that you're okay, and I'll get with you later when you're good. That's all you're doing. But he couldn't see that. But he followed the instruction. He called her. He went over there. And why he was like, damn, Steve, you're a cold motherfucker, because the reason why she sucked his dick was the first thing, the first domino that fell was, for the first time, she never had a guy even actually ask her, is she taking care of herself and is she okay? Not like a friend, not like a friend zone guy. He's just like, you know, I'm just checking on you. You good and everything? Because what she was worried about was that because she was on her period, that he was going to place a judgment on her, getting mad at her for her body, having like her fucking cramp mistress, like all that shit. She thought he was going to be mad. But what fucked her up was he wasn't mad. And not only was he not mad, he was checking to see if she was okay. That's all he was doing. And then to be smooth about it, he's like, look, I know you're probably on your feet shit. You know what? I'm just going to come by there for a second. I'm going to rub your feet a little bit, baby girl, talk some shit to you, and I'm going to go. That's all I'm going to do. What? Wait. Huh? She couldn't even understand that because motherfuckers don't do that kind of shit. Motherfucker went over there. He had his lip poked out a little bit, went over there, gave her a foot massage. And after he gave her a foot massage and laughed with her a little bit, he got the fuck up and walked to the door. As he was walking to the door, he opened the door and her hand closed the door. She grabbed him, turned him around, unbuckled his pants, pulled his pants down, got on her knee and sucked him off until he busted in her mouth, and then sent him on his way. Because what he did made her feel something. It wasn't a friendship. It was just, God damn. The reason why I sucked your dick, because you actually didn't really make this shit about the sex. Because most guys, that she told him, most guys would be mad at her for having her period. And he was the first guy that never got mad, never judged her, and just checked on her, see if she was all right. It's, guys, I'm telling you like this. It's not about caring. It's what is called the little things. See, what y'all don't understand is it's the little things that matter to women. It's that guy that can pull a dandy fucking lion out of the grass and give it to a woman that has more impact on a guy spending $300 on a bouquet of roses. It's the little shit. But see, y'all don't see. Your mind is not able to connect little shit. So what you do is, instead of looking at little shit, you try to connect with her on a surface level. We don't connect. We connect at her core. We are beyond the surface. We're connecting with her to where she understands. Like, and Tyler, I got you on the thing. Like I said, and gentlemen, even if she understands, just because the offer's out there, it's not going to work all the time. Like I showed you guys before, I'm going to keep showing you this. Because the offer, even though it's out there, but it's there. Doesn't mean you're going to get it. But it does mean when she is ready to fuck, she knows who to look for. When the stress is so great and she needs a release, she knows who to look for. And every woman has their own stress level, gentlemen. This is not about rushing her to do anything. It's about her understanding that you're on a whole different level of game. So basically, you separate yourself by not pressing shit on her, yes, and being a relief, yes. You're her dick in a box. It's like you're a dick in a bottle. You remember that poetry track that I put out decades ago? A genie in a bottle. Rub me three times and you'll see. Sexy, tongue-talented lover devoted to your mind and that sexy body. Master, what is your wish? I'll do everything on your list. Come take my hand, for your wish is my command. You see what I'm saying? Remember, I wrote that long time ago. It's the exact same thing. She just needs somebody that she can have access to, that when she wants to let her hair down, she will get with that guy, fuck that guy, and go about her merry way without anybody judging her or worrying about her. And a lot of women love that because they love that women want freedom. They don't want to be felt like they're being tied down by someone handcuffing and helicoptering her. Is that why it's so important to lose judgment? Yes, it JM, judgment is your killer of everything. Because as soon as you judge a woman, you automatically lose. You've got to entice the woman to say, you know what? There are things about this motherfucker. He's smooth, but not too forward. He's funny, but not too pushy. You see what I'm saying? He's an all right motherfucker. You know what I mean? He's not trying to be anything different, anything like that, but I understand that what he's offering, fucking services. And he and I have an understanding that, you know what? He's cool about me seeing other people. He doesn't mind. Guys, these women do not want to go out with you in public. They don't. They don't want to be seen in public doing the shit that they want to do with you. They don't want to be seen. Why do I keep telling you guys? I keep telling you guys. How many times I tell you? Wait, let me ask you a question. My dad's been listening back to Jersey Key, what I'm saying with Mary. Tyler, wait, hold the fuck up. I understand, Tyler. Be fucking patient. What I'm saying is this to y'all guys out here that a lot of y'all guys don't understand is that think about these women. They want to make sure that, I keep telling you guys, we're going to go big time because I know a lot of y'all guys fuck with these bottom of the barrel, ain't shit, motherfucking bitches and shit. I'm talking about the women that make six figures, high six, high five, high six. Okay, let's go high five, low six, middle six, and high seven-figure salaries, especially the sixes and the seven salaries. These women got a lot to fucking lose. So they must make sure that there is no such thing as a paper trail. Where most of you judgmental motherfuckers have paper trails, because all you want to do is show everybody what you're fucking and who you're fucking, and they ain't about that shit. It's about secrecy. And that's why, as I told you guys before, you need to look it up for all you Uber guys. Look up Uber Black. I told you all before about that. Look up Uber Black. Whole different ball game. See, the ball game is different when you get a phone call from a fucking concierge service saying, I'll use an example of boxing. Hello, Mr. Boxing. My name is Steven. I'm your concierge, and I just want to give you our itinerary today. Did you download your phone app for United? Thank you. Okay, please download go to your Play Store and go ahead and get the United app. Now, this is going to be your itinerary. At 5 o'clock, we're going to have an Uber Black pull up at your door at 5 o'clock. Your plane is going to leave around 7:30, 8 o'clock, and you're going to be taking a United first-class trip. It's going to be G7, blah, blah, blah. We will email you all that stuff. Once you get over, there's going to be a guy. Guys, y'all ever wonder when y'all go to the airport and there's always that motherfucker holding up that sign and shit? That's shit I'm talking about. It's not just for rich people. It's for motherfucking shit that's about to go down. So when you see the guy that – now, when you see a guy with your name in the sign or whatever, you go with that guy right there. He's going to take you to a 4- or 5-star suite or hotel. When you get to the suite, this is the name that you're going to go under and use under that name. They're going to pass you a room key, and she will be there momentarily when she gets there, and they're going to hang up the fucking phone. But see, you guys will never live that life because y'all don't even know that fucking life existed. Y'all are so busy judging women, talking shit about women, all this other stuff. The guys with game, they ain't saying shit. Why do you see the motherfuckers ain't talking about shit are the ones that's actually fucking? Because they ain't putting business on the street. There's an understanding that goes on. You cannot put the business of a woman that is a fucking CEO, a CFO, a vice president, a director, a manager, a boss. You cannot post her ass and titties on the internet because you're going to fuck up her life. And these women are very cautious about who they're fucking and being with. So your perspective, Cloud, is about judgment. That's why you stop being judged. Well, no, your perspective, when you learn game, you don't have no game. When you learn game, there are no perspective. Let me see here. And when a woman talks, we have to shut up and listen. Well, it's not about shut up and listen when you talk. See, that's y'all's problem. It's not about shutting up and listening. It's about listening to gain understanding to move her where you need to go by listening and paying attention to what she's saying. Because a lot of women are not going to just divulge information. Those that are gigolos and on the side and guys that are fucking on the side, there's a huge understanding that's going on with them. They understand what's happening to the woman and what's going on. Can I still apply this to this woman that I already want a relationship, that wants a relationship with me, or should I approach this with a woman I don't want anything serious? But see, here's your problem. Why would you apply that to a woman that wants to be with you? It doesn't make any sense. And if you're not going to be with the woman, why the fuck are you wasting her time? It doesn't make any sense, young Vic. I don't understand why you guys like do shit like that. It doesn't make any sense. When we heard dick in the box, how much of our drug and flavor do we give her? Or do we want to? No, you don't. Listen, you don't. Okay. See, this is why you got to learn some game, dog. You don't do that, okay? Hold on a second. JM asked a question. Is there any specification that we should be put? Dude, just write your fucking name and your number and all this other stuff, okay? How would you decide game in one sentence? Paul, what the fuck are you talking about? What do you mean? How do you decide game? And what the fuck are you talking about, Paul? I need you to answer that. Ask that question again. I don't understand that question. That question is what are you talking about? What are you fucking talking about? Okay. Okay. So you ask, what do you mean when you have game, there are no percent. Because when you have game, you're looking at everything in a different way. You're not moving like the average surface dweller. See, the one she's going to fuck is the one that is able to do the thing that you average guys can't do. Okay, I'm going to tell you. You guys worship women. You guys are scared to talk to women. You guys don't understand anything about sex. You guys don't understand anything about being sexual, sensual, romantic, dirty, nasty, freaky, naughty, smooth. You guys don't understand how to shift up, shift down. You don't understand that because you're just like a one-trick pony. And they're not going to fuck with you because of that. But those that are game the fuck up, we build anticipation. We build. Women love mystery. And they love suspense, and they love to build up something that they have to work for because they know when they get to that thing, it's going to be motherfucking fire. It's going to be passion. It's going to be dirty. It's going to be nasty. It's going to be filthy. It's going to be clothes being ripped, dishes knocked over, table. Like, we always call that shit moving fucking furniture. In her mind. See that, guys? I didn't say as an I do. I said as an I am. Where she knows shit is going to get real. But in knowing shit is going to get real, that's where she has to take a step back. She's not going to jump right on in. Because at that point, She's going to pull out her fucking detective, gentlemen. And that's why I tell all you dumb motherfuckers, any red pill information you have on your Instagrams, your Facebooks, or anything like that, she ain't fucking with you. They're going to do their due diligence. I'm telling y'all, they're going to do their due diligence. And all you guys out there that want to post videos of red pill shit, videos talking shit about single mothers, anything degrading or down on the woman, they know to stay the fuck away from you because they know you're a bunch of thirsty fucking motherfuckers that's going to fuck up her shit. She ain't fucking with you. She's not. You asked the question, the woman who will fly to your place section, they're, no, it's not. No, they're everything, dude. They're everything. You don't understand. They're everything. Just because she gets married and has her happily ever after, that's all it is. It stops at her happily ever after. She wants security. She wants a guy. She wants children. So she will find that guy, but he's not really doing shit. So there's an empty feeling that she has, and she can hold off as long as she can, but eventually she's going to find someone to fill in that void. Just like a guy that is with a woman that's not happy, his void is going to be going to a strip club. It's the same fucking thing. It's really no difference. But a lot of y'all guys don't understand how women operate. A lot of y'all guys don't look at, y'all are so busy looking at women as just fucks. And that's not a bad thing. I don't want to shame y'all for that. There's nothing wrong with looking at a woman as a sexual toy. That's not a bad thing. But what I'm saying is you're not looking at the bigger picture. You don't understand the connections and the layers and the doors behind the doors behind the doors. Example, the woman that has the money, okay? Do you understand?
Y'all just don't understand, bro. Y'all just don't see it.
The woman that's in a power position, okay? All right? Do you understand what power does and what women can do with you with has power positions? Not only can she whisk you away to fuck, but gentlemen, they will pass you around. Okay. Please understand, underground, secret societies, there is a syndicate. There is a, think about a map of the whole United States or even the world, okay? Think about, there are connecting lines and buttons all over the world underground, meaning that if she's fucking you, she can pass you to her girlfriend. Because, okay, it's like this. All right, I'm going to give you an example. I'm going to use you, Whack. And I'm going to use you, Whack and Jay, okay? So a woman can say, you know what? I got this dick. I got this guy named Whack, man. He fucked this shit. Ooh, girl, you're going to have to try him. Oh, really? Well, I got a guy named Jay, so why don't we go and switch? I will pass you Jay for your Whack, and we'll set it up. Okay, girl, because you know what? Oh, my God, the way Whack fucked me, the way he took this pussy. Well, you won't believe what Jay did to me. Well, you know what? We're going to pass him along. And then what Jay's going to get is a call from the other woman because when – okay – these women will pass you around. You're nothing but little toys, sexual little toys. That's all you are. You're just sexual fun. That, okay, just like you guys that like to outdo other guys, women are the same way. When they get good side dick, they want to share that side dick with other women to say, oh, you think you got something good? Well, check out this dick I got. And they will pass you around to other women. And all you're going to be doing is going from one to the next, until one through that will like say, you know what? I want to watch you fuck my friend. I want to watch you fuck two of my friends. I want you to come in and join me and my friends while we have this fucking orgy where all we're going to do is fucking go about our way. And y'all don't even realize this shit is happening right outside your fucking neighborhood right now, inside your neighborhood, not outside your neighborhood. It's like that, okay? How do you not get in trouble by powerful women if you fuck up and do something stupid? Because there's an understanding that, see, when a woman knows that you are about game, okay, and you win this game, that you are confidential. You keep shit shut. You don't talk about shit. It's like what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. You don't talk about shit. Okay, let me explain something to you. Because there's a network, and this is what y'all don't even understand, and I'll explain this one time, but I really don't get too deep in this. Okay, once you get outed as somebody that talks, you are out of the whole everything. Because there is an underground network that goes around that they know who you are and what you are and what you do. And the quieter you are, the more they're going to trust you. But the moment you start running your fucking mouth, like these red pill things are always about your fuck count and who you're fucking and show us proof and all that. And they don't want that shit because you understand, dog. Women that have money have private investigators. Women who have money have people watching you motherfuckers. And y'all don't even know that. See, y'all don't understand how deep this shit goes. What was that Tom Cruise movie? What was that Tom Cruise movie where he was with Nicole Kidman? Well, what was that Tom Cruise movie? Y'all guys, tell me the name. I forgot the name. Not The Firm. No, the one where he got in the secret society. What was that thing? Okay. What was that that Tom Cruise, not The Firm. Eyes Wide Shut. Thank you. Eyes Wide Shut. Thank you. Yes. I keep trying to tell you, sometimes imitates life. And Eyes Wide Shut from a male's perspective can be the same thing from a powerful woman that doesn't want to lose what she's got. Once you are in, you're in. And yes, you can get out. But once you are out, you can't ever come back in because it is a process. But once you're in, all eyes are on you. Guys, motherfuckers that would have money, all they got to do is hire a motherfucker to watch you, to watch how you move, watch how you act, watch how you do shit. And y'all don't even understand. Y'all don't understand how deep this shit is. This goes to women in politics, and this shit has layers to this shit. We're talking powerful, powerful fucking women. We're not talking about drug cartels. We're talking about powerful women that are in powerful corporations and companies, and they're like, if you're in this thing, you're in it, we're going to have fun, we're going to fuck, we're going to kick back, we're going to have a great time, you don't have to pay for anything, you know, you get watches, colognes, you get wallets of money, you get all these things, but you guys keep your fucking mouth shut. You gotta keep your mouth shut. That's what I'm trying to tell them, brother. They think y'all guys, because y'all on the surface, y'all understand how this shit works. Y'all just want to fuck, but y'all don't understand what game is. And there are so. Guys, I keep telling y'all, I told y'all I think months ago, all you got to do is go to your local grocery store. Go to your local grocery store. The one thing that you motherfuckers pass up, when you walk into your Safeways, it's Safeway, Randall's, Kroger's, Piggly Wiggly's, or whatever the fuck, you walk into your grocery store. As you're walking into your grocery store, usually right to the fucking left-hand side of you is this thing called a bulletin board. And that bulletin board is going to have a little bit of everything. It's going to have football, baseball, basketball signed up. It's going to have babysitter little things that you can rip off for babysitters and stuff. It's going to have a little bit of everything. But for those that are in, there are going to be things written in there. Like out here, okay, out where I'm at, it's called bunko parties. I think bunko is like cards or some shit like that. But they will have bunko parties. But for those that, okay, remember I told you just like Blade, they're going to have clues all over the place that are right in front of your face. But because you're not privy to the information, you're not going to even see it. You'll walk right past it. But those that are in this shit, They're going to see the signs and the clues by the parties and the gatherings that they have that you guys are going to miss. But these women are looking for these guys. They got them in Sprouts. They got them in Whole Foods store. You will always miss that bulletin board because you always walk by it because it's just a bulletin board. What does it got to do with anything? Oh, it's a bulletin board. It's not a subliminal message. It's secret. See, guys, I keep telling y'all, there are things that y'all just don't know. You just have no idea how deep the game is. You have no idea how these women want to have. Sometimes you'll get a call. You know what? She wants to fuck three guys. You down to fuck? You know, she's a wife. She's a housewife. She's a mother. She's a single mother. She's all these things. And all she wants, you know what? She's looking for three guys, two guys, one guy, a guy and a girl. She's looking to do something. Are you down? If not, they'll move on to the next person. But you can't get into this lifestyle by just hearing what the fuck I'm saying. I'm just trying to show you how it works because there are certain things that they're looking for in a individual where, like I say, that you can build anticipation, right? But the number one, look, law, the number zero thing, the law zero of this, not the law zero of the game, but the law zero of this. You cannot show any type of desperation or any rush to want to fuck. Most women out here, gentlemen, can see your confidence and what you are to be trusted by who the fuck you are and how you move. See, the man that has game is the man that's not going to show that he's horny. He's not going to make it about fucking. He's not going to throw himself on her. He's not going to beg. He's not going to barter. He's not going to do all this other stuff. Only thing there is there's an understanding between the two. They're going to have a little bit of fun flirting to see what happens and see what goes from that point. And whether you get me or you don't, it doesn't matter. But the reason why they want to get with you is because you're not showing desperation. Not only desperation, because you got law zero of that, but then there's one that's right next to that, which is 0.5 law zero before you get to the first law, is you can't show any fucking fear. Oh, my God. Listen, y'all got to say something. We're talking about women that handle hundreds, maybe thousands, sections of the United States where they deal with people all the time. They do not want to lay down with a motherfucker that's going to be in the fetal position as soon as they meet. They ain't fucking with you. They want somebody who can really manage them. Because, okay, you have a woman that's powerful, that is maybe she has the northern section or the East Coast or the Northwest or the Southwest sector of a company. When she's ready to get fucked, she wants to take that hat off and feel like a woman. All day she's running shit with an ironclad fist. Ironclad. But then afterwards she wants to take her hat off and she doesn't want to be ironclad. She wants to go back to her femininity where she gets with a motherfucker that's going to not beat the shit out of her, but if she in that BDSM, yeah, to spank her ass, smack her ass, pull her hair, tell her she ain't shit, spit on her, whatever she wants. That, or she might be that woman that want to dress up in a costume, an animal costume, and you fuck her. I mean, every woman has her kink, and you cannot judge her off of her kink. Guys, lines over if y'all want to call in. But what I'm saying is that this is what helps you guys understand that there is so much out there that you don't understand. And this is why I'm trying to prep some of you guys for this. This society is straight, fucked, right, pure, unadulterated fucking on so many levels of fucking. It doesn't even it's crazy. It's just, it's like war. It's like Rome. It's just the underground, just, it's like the swinger clubs. You guys, some of you guys can't get in that shit because you guys can't hold your fucking liquor. You're like, oh my God, women, you got to act like you know what the fuck you're doing. And you can never feel overwhelmed by shit. You can be like, ooh, I'm going to fuck. Ooh, I'm all excited. I'm about to get some pussy from a bunch. No, man, they ain't fucking with you that. They do not want anybody out there that doesn't know what he's doing. And if you cannot build up sexual tension because you're worshiping or you're scared, they're not going to fuck with you. Because, listen, here's the thing. If they bring somebody in that is fucked up, not only is that guy gone, but the person that brings that person in is gone. See, there are rules to this shit. That's why I keep telling y'all. There are rules to all of this shit. And every woman that you see walking around, just because she's wearing a skirt and dressing nice and has her hair all tied up and she's looking all professional, that's the costume that she has to wear for her job. But my God, guys, even while they're at work, they will pull out their titties and because they're in a they're like corner office. They got secretaries and shit. They in power positions. Just like guys who are in powerful positions, they doing a lot of fucking. You don't think these women ain't doing that shit? And listen, and she doesn't even have to be in a power position. This can be just an average woman that says, you know what? I don't want the hassle of a soft guy running around complaining and bitching and whining and moaning. I just want one guy that can understand what this shit is. This is just us fucking. There ain't no feelings in this shit. But this is why I always tell you guys that if you get into this, this is why you got to be able to be careful of the drug you give her. Because once you're in this system, I keep telling you, it goes from the swingers to the orgies to maybe a couple. I mean, I had a guy the other day. Can't talk about him, but I'll tell you what happened. Other day, he goes, hey, remember I told you how a guy, like you could be at a bar and some random guy just comes up to you, just out of the blue. Hey, buddy, how you doing? Man, it's a great day at the club and everything. But some old wrinkly white guy, he could be an old Spanish guy, an old black guy, just a regular old dude just coming up to you. Some of you motherfuckers are like, man, get the fuck out of my face. What the fuck? I ain't gay and all that. You ain't looking. You don't see what's happening. Happened to one of my clients is that he was at this bar. Now, the guy that came up to him, they wanted a couple. He was the vetter of the process by going up to him. And as I told you guys, when a guy walks up to you and starts talking to you, it's not because he wants to fucking talk to you. That's not the whole purpose of this. He's fucking vetting you. There are steps that must be there. There's a step in thing that happens before you start to get fucking all that stuff. First thing that happens is either the husband sees you and says, I want to watch you fuck that guy. Or she sees you and she says, I want to fuck that guy. Or I want both of you to fuck me. That's step number one. Step number two is that guy's got to go over there. That's the first level. It's kind of like a job. It's the first level of vetting. So he's going up to you to vet you and see if you okay, if y'all not connect, but you all right. You all right, guy. Then what's going to happen is that motherfucker going to be so cool. He's, hey, you know what? Wife and I over there, hey, why don't you come join us? So then the second vet is the wife and him vetting you because both of them are talking to you at the same time. So then at this point, which moves to part number three, is when you pass that, the wife is going to either grab her glass, sip her wine, tap him. She's going to give him a signal after you pass that test where the guy at that point is saying, you know, I'm going to be right back. I'll go get us some more drinks. He's going to get up and leave. She then is going to have a one-on-one with you. And it is at that point, if she feels comfortable enough with you when he sits down, she's going to give him that signal. He'll say, you know what? Hey, you know what? We came out of town and we got a room here. Why don't you come join us up in our room? And then you're in. But you're not just in. You're actually into something greater. It's not, guys, I told you guys about Stern and Power. I always told you guys about that, how Stern, there was a just a house where they were fucking. It was just a little bit of everything. I'm gonna keep it a buck with you. I'm gonna tell you what's going to be here. Not after you fuck this couple. Once you get with this couple right here, then they're gonna move you over to another level of shit. I gotta let you know. I'm gonna be honest, straight up with you. There's gonna be alcohol. There's gonna be drugs. There's going to be rooms with guys doing shit. There's going to be rooms with women doing shit to guys. There's going to be rooms with women doing shit with women. There's going to be rooms with guys doing things to women. There's going to be a room with a woman getting shit happening. There's going to be tons, and it's all going on around you. And if you can't handle it, get the fuck out. I'm telling you right now. I am telling you right now that if you cannot handle what you see, doesn't mean you have to participate, but it's just a Simon Stern. Thank you, Carl. It's just a lot of everything going on. Doesn't mean you have to participate in everything that's going on. But what you're actually doing is you're actually selling yourself to all the other women that I don't want to use this word because y'all will get offended if I say like it's like a slave trade. I don't want to use like that. It's a sex. Think of it as a sex trade thing where think about a connection connected to a connection connected to a connection. So if you're connected with that couple, right, that means you're connected to that individual group of people. But every person in that group, it has their own connects of other groups of people. So I'll give you an example. You get with this couple, that's connect number one. You get in this situation, this big-ass orgy. Let's say there are 20 people in that orgy. That means whoever you're with within that circle of 20 has its own connect of other people. So that goes 20 different directions. So if you get with this person right here, then you get in another whirlwind that is connected to another group in another side. When I tell you all this shit is fucking connected, I'm trying to tell you, but you cannot get in when you are acting fucking thirsty. Even the women, okay, guys, you don't understand how many freshman girls are fucking their professors. How many of these motherfucking 18, 19, 20 years, they fucking 50 and 40 year old, man, they're fucking these motherfuckers and going right to work like nothing ever happened. They're fucking these motherfuckers and going right to school like nothing ever happened. They're going right to, time to go back to school. And you want to know why? Always remember, guys, even when you remember women always mature faster than we do, right? Remember how women always like the older guys because we act immature? And even in, like, high school, I told you the freshmen mess with the sophomore guys. Sophomore girls mess with juniors and seniors. Juniors mess with seniors and guys out of school. And seniors mess with guys out of school and older men. It was always a level that they will always go up. It's because they're looking for maturity. I keep telling you, these women have erotic, dirty fantasies. And you should know that because most of you look at porn. Everything that you look at porn, a woman is capable of doing when she is in that mood. So if you guys look at porn, porn has what? Categories of just about every fucking thing, everything under the sun, because every woman has her own kink. And whatever that kink is, she wants to share with somebody without him looking at her as dirt under his shoe, a whore, or a slut. Okay? They don't even want to do that. They want to make sure that the person that they get with knows exactly what he wants, why he wants it. But they don't mind. Listen, they will smile and fix their husband's fucking. Y'all don't remember, there used to be a thing called Ashley Madison. I don't think it's still around. Back, I don't know how many years ago. But Ashley Madison was a place for men and women that would, listen, I keep telling y'all, when you go after this relationship and you go after this happily ever after, as an average guy, she's never going to be satisfied. This is why women fuck with people like us. Because they know that they can just see us, fuck us, and go right back to their fucking life and not even miss a beat and not even worry about anything happening because they understand what we bring to the table. They understand that they got a lot of shit to lose. And women that have a lot of shit to lose are not going to fuck with insecure individuals that's going to run and fuck up their shit. But even on the other hand, I got to do Tyler and say, but I got to show y'all the other side of this coin, because there's two sides of this coin. Because even in that, guys, this is when you have game, why you have to be careful. You never accept cars from women. And you got it. There's got to be a standard of what? Okay, let me take a moment. Have you watched that fucking movie? Have you actually watched that fucking chick flick? You're talking about a guy who has the power of a fucking god that can wipe out everybody. That has the strength of fucking Superman. I mean, gives no fucking fucks at all. Gives no fucks at all. But because a fucking woman and her dumbass kid, you got to have compassion. You shouldn't kill people, and you got to calm yourself down, and you shouldn't do this. And you're talking to a guy, you're talking to somebody that is so fucking powerful, he can just wipe you out like this. And because a fucking woman and her fucking kid on a skateboard is telling, no, Black Adam, don't do it. Don't kill people. Be nice. Are you, motherfucker's been in prison for I don't know how many fucking centuries and shit. He finally comes out. He's fucking like, fuck these motherfuckers. I don't need to play by these fucking rules. And then all of a sudden, this woman, because that's how they do it. They always want to put women to fucking calm down the man. They always want to put a woman in there to either save the fucking day or her sobby ass fucking son. It makes him have fucking compassion. Black Adam should not have goddamn compassion. You know who got it right, but that's why they stopped it? With General Zod. If you watch Superman, General Zod got it right. The only one they got it, General Zod didn't give a flying fuck about any of the motherfuckers. He's like, fuck these people. Fuck them. If you watch The Prophecy, your boy on The Prophecy called people monkeys and shit. He called us, it didn't matter what color you were, he called him, he didn't give a fuck about us. But that's what I'm trying to say to you guys out here, is that, and I'll answer your question second, Paul, but what I'm saying to you is that that's why that movie's all fucked up. Yeah, the fight scenes were cool and all that shit, but you're Black Adam. Fuck that that tall motherfucker and that bird motherfucker and that motherfucker that can whirlwind and the guys that's a magician. He should have wiped them motherfuckers out like fucking smearing an ant on the ground. Fuck you, motherfucker. But you know what? Nah, they had to put a feminine element in that shit where the most powerful motherfucker had to, you ready? Had to have feelings. He had to feel something. Are you fucking serious? And people think that this movie was great? No. It's why the movie failed, because guess what? The woman, the ladies, don't get mad because it's not about sexist, but the woman shouldn't even have a role in that shit. You know what? The woman, they should have took that motherfucking crown from that woman. If those guys are really about it, and ladies, I don't want to push violence on women, but if it was real life, you know what would have happened to that lady. You know what would have happened to that lady. They wouldn't have been like, oh, we're just going to hold her ransom and all this other stuff because she's got a kid and everything. No, you know what would have happened to that woman. I'm not going to say it on the show. But I'm saying is that that woman played too much of a role in that fucking movie. Her and her goddamn kid holding a crown and stuffing it in his fucking book bag, and he's zigzagging with his fucking skateboard trying to escape the bad guys and all that stupid shit. That's why I'm saying the movie is all fucked up. Because Black Adam, like General Zod, should have been like, fuck these motherfuckers. Get them out. Get the fuck out my way. I'm here to run shit. Woman, give me that crown or you're gone. And even if you get the crown, you're... Okay, guys, you remember No Country for Old Men? You want to know why No Country for Old Men was a great fucking movie? Do you want to know why? If you've never, guys, have never seen No Country for Old Men, you want to know why it's a great fucking movie? Because the women had a little bit of dialogue, and it was straight man versus man, evil fucking henchmen versus another dude trying to wipe each other out while the cops try to clean shit up. That's why it's a good movie. Because the woman played a small role in the shit. Small role. Where that motherfucker was so cold, he said, hey, you know, I'm going to give you a chance. Call it. He'll flip that coin and you pick it right. Because if you pick it wrong, you're dying. It was a no-nonsense man movie. But see, we can't have that anymore. Because now we got to please the women, right? So you got to add a woman in there, and the woman's got to play the most, I mean, the damn near the same amount of a role as the fucking Rock. How the fuck does that even work? He's Black fucking Adam, and yet a mortal woman and her fucking kid have just as much movie time. That's why I have a problem with that fucking movie. And if you guys can't see that, then you see why you're the problem. Because y'all want this fucking feel good, happily ever after, and that's not what fucking man movies should be about. Hell, even Star Wars didn't finish off good until a little bit later on. But oh, I forgot where the woman and the guy were making fucking forced love to each other from far distance. Man, stupid shit. Listen, I'm not saying because a woman is in the show it makes it bad, but when you have a woman as a co-lead to the main character that sits around and brings all this femininity of feel good, forgive, be nice. How can you tell a villain to be nice and fucking forgive and don't do what he normally does? It doesn't make any sense. That's why I have a problem with that movie. And if you, it is a chick flick. Why, hey, guys, watch No Country for Old Men. And you'll see the difference between a man movie and a chick flick. No Country for Old Men, it had the female role, she got like 10 minutes total. Not even 10 minutes. Let's see. She talked to him a little bit. He sent her on the way. She was on the phone for a few minutes, sent her on the way. Then at the end, he gave her a choice. So she was on that motherfucker for no less than 10 minutes of that movie. Other than that, it was a fucking henchman for the cartel going after a motherfucker that stole drug money. And those motherfuckers were going at each other. And Woody Harrelson, Woody even came up that motherfucker. Man, y'all got to see that. That's what men movies should be. It should be less women. Forget about feelings and working together in a feel-good ha-ha-ha movie. It should be straight-up carnage. I'm sorry, guys. I had to go off the left in there, but let me get to this question right here. Out of curiosity, no racism intended, why do you think black men have, on average, more game? Well, Paul, it's not that, okay, Paul, black men don't have game. It's just that black men, since the beginning of time, enduring slavery, they were able to communicate a certain type of language that went above and beyond the average guy, where they started talking through music and jive talk in the 70s and all that other stuff. It's not that, because a lot of black men don't have game, brother. It's just a lot of black men have this thing called rhythm, but white men have rhythm. There are white men that have rhythm. There are Chinese men that have rhythm. So this is not a black thing. So don't make it about color, sir, because it sounds like you're making everything about color, because all black men don't have fucking game. They just don't. All right. You look at mob bosses had game, as I told you. Chinese emperors had game and shit like that. So the thing is, the problem that you're seeing through your microscope is that now that rap music has actually taken over shit, it's in everything. It's like in everything. You're seeing that a lot of non-black women are going towards the what they consider cool. And I'm not saying a lot of guys got stick up their asses type shit, but a lot of y'all motherfuckers got stick. A lot of y'all motherfuckers just stuffy and boring and shit. And a lot of women want fun and exciting, but I'm not saying that all black men are fun and exciting, because a lot of black men got stick up their asses too. It's just that there's something that comes along with hip hop, and there's something that comes along with a black man that shows a woman that there's a different element that an average white guy can't give her. And I'm not saying all black men, because there are white guys that have fucking that are smooth. Hey, James fucking Bond. I'll give you an example. See, it's not just a black thing. James Bond is a smooth motherfucker. There are smooth motherfuckers. So the thing that here's what you're going wrong. Stop looking at this skin and look at the mindset. And if you start looking at the skin versus the mindset, stop looking at the skin and start looking at the mindset, you'll never ask this question again. Because you're thinking just because a motherfucker's black, he's got game. There's a lot of goofy-ass black motherfuckers out there that don't have any game. They're even worse than you as a white man. So it doesn't even matter. So it's not about the skin color. It's about the mindset of that motherfucker and how he handles himself. Let me keep going. Y'all got questions. I got y'all. Let me catch up with y'all questions. Guys, the line's open. If y'all want to call in, I'm going to continue talking about this. But let me see here. Let me see if I can catch up with the questions. Tyler, I got you. I'll grab your thing in 1 second. Hold on 1 second. Let me see if I got this shit. Oh, let's see here. Okay, I think we got – we caught up with it. Okay, we caught up. Yeah. Yeah, I understand James Bond is a fictional character, but there are men like – guys, there are smooth mother – guys, this is y'all's problem. Because y'all don't have game, y'all can't recognize game is not a color. Allow me to show you how ignorant and blind you average people are. This is why y'all fail. All right? Let me give you an example. Oh, wait a second. Hold on a second. Hey, beautiful, on the show. I'm going to call you right back, okay?
Okay, sounds good.
All right, peace. All right, so what I'm saying is this. This is black. This is white. Do y'all see how ignorant you fucking people are? You let somebody grab any color. Now, if they chose to, if somebody chose to one day, they could have said this was black, and y'all motherfuckers would have believed it. Yeah, they could have told you that, I don't know, fuck, let me show y'all, hold on, let me grab this. Somebody could have told you this is white, and y'all would have believed that shit. Y'all are just sheeps to shit by hurling in people in by a fucking, you're not fucking black. This is black, and you're not African-American for all you guys out there. Please do your research and realize that Jesse Jackson used the term African-American in the 80s because he wanted to get the black fucking vote. It's just like white people going to black neighborhoods trying to, you know, dance at the churches and shit because they want to. Guys, y'all got to watch A House of Cards. It's just the same thing. But what I'm saying to y'all guys out here, what I'm saying to y'all guys, you've got to look beyond color. Stop boxing your fucking selves in as saying you're black. You ain't fuck. Do you see the difference? You see what black? I'm not black. You remember I told all you guys out there. What's his name? 706. I'll bring you in 1 second. I told y'all, y'all getting all that shit, but I'll bring back to the game. Hold on, let me bring in 706. Hold on. 706, sir, how can I help you, sir? What's up?
Hey, Steve. I'm trying to find a spot for the Halloween thing.
He's trying to find what now, sir?
I'm trying to find this, one of the clubs or bars for the Halloween.
So do you want a strip? Do you want a swinger club or a club? You want a stripper or swinger? I mean, swinger club or
swinger.
A costume? Okay, what state are you in?
I'm in Georgia.
All right, let's see what they got in good old Georgia for swinger clubs. All right, for this week, my friend, I'm pulling it up right now. I don't know where these places are, so I'm going to ask you where you know where these places are. So, okay, so where are my witches at? It's 2 days from now. How far are you from, this is going to be in Atlanta. You might be all right. All right, this is Atlanta at the Trapeze Club in Atlanta. It is called the, where are my witches at? Do you prefer a trick or a treat or both? Get some sexy get up and join our friends with a pre-Halloween spooky sex get together. So the first place gets $500, second place gets $300, third place gets $200. They've got a four-course dinner buffet, late-night breakfast buffet, and a limit non-alcoholic beverages. And this is going to be from 8 p.m. to 3 p.m. So you got to look up, and this you got to have a current membership to the Trapeze. I don't know if you got a membership. Let me find another one. This is called the Monster Smash on the 28th. This is going to, at the Trapeze. They've got a lot of shit in the Trapeze, dog. This is going on the 28th. There's another swinger thing. All right, the Trapeze. And then they got a drunk or treat. And this is going to be at the Groove. The Groove is going to be in Cleveland, Georgia. How far are you from Cleveland, Georgia?
Ooh, I think I'm four. I don't know exactly.
It's called Cleveland, Georgia. Let me see if I can get you one more. This is going to be the House of Whores. Hey, Trapeze, the House of Whores. This is going to be on 1029. So it's a lot of, it's Atlanta Swinger, and it's going from 8 p.m. to 4 o'clock a.m. And then you got called Ghouls Gone Wild. Last one I got at the Trapeze. All these things are fucking at the Trapeze. So you just got to look up the Atlanta Swingers.
What about the one from Cleveland, Georgia again? It's not as far as I thought. It's only over
Cleveland,
hour.
Georgia is going to be called the Grove. It's called the Grove. So it is a drunk retreat. It's going to be an event. Don't miss. It starts at 7 a.m. And it goes to, okay, 7 to, wait, fuck. Wait a second. They watch a movie. Saturday, they kick off Drunk or Treat around 4 p.m. They have erotic pumpkin carving contest. Scariest themed. Alcohol. Let me see. Dance party. They don't say too much about, but you got to click on the Cleveland Swingers. And the Cleveland Swingers, you just got to find out about that. Just pull up the Cleveland Swingers, and there's a total of 11,145 Cleveland Swingers that's in that area. Okay, big dog. Okay.
Okay. Appreciate.
All right. So it's so you'll get it. All right, brother. I'll throw you back in, brother. Good luck to you. Okay.
All right.
All right. We'll throw you back in respect. You're saying what makes a man dope? What do you mean? A man is not dope. A man is a man, young man. That's what you guys don't understand. A man is somebody who can position himself close to the woman and connect with her even though he's far away from her, okay? A man is someone that can connect to a woman in a non-threatening manner that is not trying to force his fucking self on the woman. A man is someone that can shift who he is up and down. A man is someone that can make a woman feel something. A man is somebody that can give a woman a kiss and make her want more. A man is, y'all don't understand what a man is because y'all don't want to be men. And that's why you don't understand what makes a man dope, because you're trying to be dope versus be a motherfucking man. And that's what hurts you. Let me see if I got to catch up with questions. All right, so. All right, getting back to what I was saying. Yeah, guys, I got questions. Go ahead and ask questions. We got you covered. Any question I got, put a Q in there. We got you. What makes James Bond have game? Okay. Have you ever watched a James Bond movie? Have you ever watched one? How can you ask this question and not watch a James Bond movie? James Bond does not walk up to women and say, my name is Bond, James Bond, let's fuck. But why do you think James Bond is getting pussy? Because he's showing confidence, sexual confidence. He's showing what the fuck he is by standing on who he is. He's not making everything about women. But when he gets women, he knows how to fuck the shit out of them. It doesn't make, why, Paul, how old are you, dude? Are you like, if you're 17 years old, this shit ain't for you. You can't, oh my God. How old are you asking these questions? When we're in swinger club environment, should we all, dude, come on, man. Dude, you're not even going to be in a swingers club talking like this. I can tell you never been in one because, again, you don't even know about the cigar rooms and shit where business is being handled while everybody's fucking. Dude, this is above your pay grade, dog. I'm not even going to answer this shit, okay? It doesn't matter what James Bond, any James Bond movie's the same thing. They're smooth-ass white dudes, see, white guys, or what you want to call white. They're a guy that has a non-melanin complexion that is smooth. He doesn't make it about fucking. If you look at the last James Bond movie, the bitch got out of order. He put her on the subway and cut her ass off for fucking years. If you watch the last James Bond movie where Bond dies, that woman did. I forgot what that woman did. James Bond drove her ass to the subway and put her on a this is the love of his life. And she fucked up, and he put her on the subway and dismissed her ass. Come on, man. Come on, man. Y'all understand game, man. Jesus Christ. Ty, let me see what you got. Here to answer your questions. Let me see, Ty. Let's see what we got with my dog, Tyler. Tyler, all right. Tyler, I like to see her. I know you blurred her out, but, yeah, you can send her privately to me. I like to see. Kind of curious. She looks pretty. She's a nice look. I want to see what you got. Let's see what you're working with, T. All right, let me just, all right, Tyler, well, I'm going to show it. I know they want to see this shit. Tyler, can you please cover, okay, Tyler. Tyler, can you cover up the titties in the top circle? I cannot show the thing. Tyler, send that again, and please cover up the titties, please. Can you cover up the titties in the top? I cannot show that. What you sending me? Cover up the titties and send it again. Look all the way at the top. You can cover the titties, please, okay? I can't show that, man. Cover up her titties, please, in the circle at the top. And then send it to me again, and I'll post it. But I got the bottom one is okay. But the one at the top, you got to cover up her titties. Thank you. Thank you. All right, thank you, Ty. Hey, come on, man. That's why I got to look that shit over, Tyler, man. You gave me shit, Tyler, man. You give me trouble with YouTube showing titties. I can't show the titties and shit, brother. Let me see. Let me show the guys. Let me show y'all this shit. I get it. A unjudgmental mindset opens opportunities. No. No. An unjudgmental mindset is just an unjudgmental mindset. You open up opportunities. That's why you don't get it, DJ. You're still looking at it from the top, okay? I was texting this woman, and I told her to suck my dick, and she responded, I only do that for men that give me attention. If you what? Wait, if you give me attention. Okay. And yeah. So what did you say? I don't know. What the fuck did you say? You saying shit, but I don't know what the fuck you said. All right, Tyler, let me grab this two Tylers. Let's see here. But I can honestly tell you why you ain't got no game. Give me 1 second. I will tell you why you don't have any game. I will tell you why. Let me delete this shit right here so I grab these titles. But I'll tell you why you don't have any game and why you're full of shit. Let me, before I grab the titles, let me jump back to you. Guys, let me show you why this guy is full of shit that said this. I got it, Tyler. I'm about to show him 1 second. Let me show you why this guy's full of shit. Where is he at? Unjudgmental. Let me tell you why he's full of shit. Because, see, gentlemen, this is what y'all understand about game. When you have game, you don't have to ask a woman to suck. Okay, let me explain something to you to let y'all understand game. When you have game, you got to tell women, no, I can't let you suck my dick right now. Because I'm fucking busy doing something. No, I'm about to play video games with my boy. Well, can I come over and suck your dick while you're playing your games? Shit, it's fucking Call of Duty, baby. I can't do that. Y'all don't see, you think you doing something because you begging for some fucking head. When you have game, they want to fuck you. That's what you are missing in all this. You think because you saying this shit, you ain't doing shit. Paul, you think men have more game in the past? No. Guys, the only thing that has changed in this world is technology. It's just y'all a bunch of weak motherfuckers with phones. That's it. Weak motherfuckers have been weak since the dawn of time. I don't understand. Why do you keep... Paul, I'm going to tell you why you're losing. You're so busy asking about, God damn it, JM, I got him. You're so busy asking about other men. Why do you care about other men so much? Why do you want to know about other men so much? Please tell me. And this is what Tyler's working with right here. Just show y'all guys. This is what Tyler is working with right here. And this is what she said. She said, this group is running long. Would me coming up there be okay after 5 p.m.? You say yes or no, or what time? See right here what it's like. See, the guy that said he's begging for a head, this is what it's about right here. This is what it's about right here. Oh, my God, I just left. I'll be there late near 5:30. I understand. We'll see you after 5:30. God damn. See that shit? Do you see what she's fucking saying? That's game, young man. The shit you doing is not game. You're just saying you asking a woman to suck your dick. You ain't doing anything. No, it's not, because you ain't doing shit. Because if you were doing, listen, young man, I'm saying if you were doing shit, she would be wanting to suck your dick. She will be calling you saying, can I see you right now? Are you busy? I need to just feel your dick inside me. Can we fuck right now? And that's what I'm saying. I didn't see the other text. What are you talking about? Look at the text before that. Her look for the three. I think we posted that yesterday, Tyler. Let me see if I, wait, did I miss it? Tyler, you're showing me photos of her. Okay. I'm seeing the photos of her. Okay, Tyler. I see what you're working with, bro. I see what you're working with, dog. Let's see. Yeah. I already talked about the sex of window. The thing you showed me was the sex of wing. That's all I got, Tyler. I don't know what that thing you're talking about. Tyler, the thing that I told you, Tyler, you've got to cover up the titties. I can't post that one. Speaking of her about the group situation, I wanted to ask if you're bi or sexual. I can't post that, Tyler, because you still got her titties showing. I told you to delete the titties. You got to delete the titties. I can't post that. You post what you're showing, I'll post it, but I can't post it because the titties are still showing. Guys, I got a question. Go ahead and ask you. Okay, let's see here. Let me see, catch up with the questions and shit. Yeah, technology is not a game. And people think just because technology is here, the only difference is that y'all have more access to pussy than you've ever had in your lives, and y'all motherfuckers don't know what to do with it. It's crazy to me. You are connected in ways that we have never been connected before, and y'all motherfuckers ain't even. Tyler is my student. Tyler's one of my students. That's who he is. He's one of my students. That's who he is. Thank you, Tyler. I will post that. Thank you, Tyler, for covering up the titties. Tyler is one of my top students. That's who he is. Let me post this shit real quick. Let me post it real quick. And y'all will see the connection with the photo below. So I will connect the photo below. All right. So I shouldn't have showed this first. So I made a mistake. I showed you this first, but I got to show you this first. I'm sorry. So when speaking, her, I guess, about group situation, I wanted to ask if you're a bisexual or not. She says, I am. I prefer she take the lead, and I like my friends with benefit male to enjoy her. Do you see what the fuck? God damn it, guys. Y'all don't understand what the fuck is going on. Do you see what everything I've been talking about is in this right here? Do you see what's happening right here? Perfect. Answers my question. I'll be seeing her tonight. What was her answer? New girl? What does she look like? Okay, we've been together for like 5 times. She's new. So then this is the picture of the one that's coming in. So this is a conversation with her. And if you look a little bit, this is her right there. I think I'm trying to see that's not her. I don't know where the thing is, but I'm showing y'all. This is what game is about, dog. See, y'all guys are so fucking desperate. Y'all choose not to learn game. But here we go. It's a state question. I'm trying to convince my friend to shoot a shot at a girl who he's in love with, but is under his standard. What should I tell him to help him shoot his? Giants, you're a loser. And I say this with love. Giants. A man does not hang out with weak motherfuckers. A man doesn't hang out with weak people, man. Why would you hang out with a loser? It shows that this is why y'all lose, because you hang out with losers. Jesus Christ, are you serious? If I was you, I'd tell him to leave me. Listen, delete my number, block me, and don't ever talk to me again. I don't want your disease to get on me. But, oh, I'm sorry. I'm being too insensitive. I'm sorry. I should apologize, shouldn't I? Oh, no. You should be friends with losers. My God, why would you guys hang out with losers, man? Why would you guys even, you asking a question for your friend shows how weak you are. Jesus, God, And y'all wonder why women don't want to give y'all anything. Women don't want to do anything with y'all guys. Listen to how y'all talk, okay? Okay? Listen to how y'all talk. Listen to how y'all discuss things, okay? All right? Send me an email, sir. Just send me an email, man. Send me an email. I don't understand why you guys, let me just get back. I need to start talking to y'all guys about the game and all this shit, because y'all have to be careful. When y'all have game, even these women that are giving up the pussy, all right, excuse me, Even these women that are giving up the pussy still are on a low level. So this is why it's very important that when you come into an agreement with a woman that you're just going, hey, look, you want to holler at me, holler at me. We're not going to be friends. You want to get on this dick, you can. The dick, there's a door to the dick. You can get at me and everything. And she's going to be drawn into that because she's not used to someone being so, like, forthright on what he's saying. Now, as I said before, there's a difference between someone who's ganged up that can say this versus the average guy. You average guys can't say this because you're going to come off creepy, okay? Y'all come off creepy. But there's a way to come off smooth. See, you don't have to say, I want you to come over here and give up that pussy and all this other stuff, man. When you are talking to a woman and the two of you guys begin to connect on a different fucking level, gentlemen, when you start to connect with her, when she starts to say to herself, you know what, damn, you know what, I don't know why I'm thinking about him. Why am I thinking about him? I should not think about that asshole. Because guys like that, ready? Guys like that are selfish. Guys like that have a bunch of women. Guys like that are going to hurt me really bad. And that's what the fuck they want. You guys want to be the nice guy. You want to be the guy that get along guy. Let's get along. I just want you to like me. I just want to get along with you. This is why y'all ain't fucking. Because women don't want to get along with you. They just want to get on you and then get the fuck on. But y'all want to get along. Y'all want to be friends. Y'all want to fucking be compatible and be her friend and learn things about her. She doesn't want to know about the dick. She just wants to know that if I come over there, I got a lot of stress. My mother is getting on my nerves. Can I come by? That means she wants to fuck the stress out of her. I had a long day. That's another cutie. She wants the stress fucked out of her. And guys, it's going to shock you. Ready for this one? Some women who don't have time to go and get the stress out, got knocked out of them, they will go live on video just so you can watch them masturbate the stress out of them. Do you not even see this? They will go live with you, and they will just look at you while they're playing with their pussy just to get off with just watching you. And y'all don't even see that shit. But we're not asking. A man is not asking for these things. He's positioning for these things to show her that I'm not operating. Like, I don't want to be your fucking friend on this side. And I damn sure don't want a fucking relationship with you. I don't want no relationship with you. And like I say, Sosa, you're right. If you are fucking got a 12-hour stretch, man, boy, y'all are always missing this shit. Y'all don't even see the shit. Headaches. Y'all miss like I told you, you miss the headaches. You miss when she's cramping. You miss when she's tired, when her feet are hurting, when she's burnt out, when she's stressed, when she needs to take a fucking break, when she needs to lay down. Y'all miss it all the time. She wants somebody that can read between the lines. This dildo ain't working. I just need to come. I just need one. Just fuck me. Just come over and fuck me, please. Come over and fuck me, and you just go. I'll see you later. She'll throw a pillow at you as you walk in the door, but laugh at you. Thank you, motherfucker. Throw a pillow at you just for fun and shit. Or throw the couch pillow wherever you're fucking her at. Sometimes, as I told you before, they just want, you know, guys, this is what I understand about you guys. You're telling me, guys, you never had a woman watch a chick flick. Hold on. What's the name of that fucking chick flick? I forgot the name of it. There's so many chick flicks like that. I forgot the name of it. There's always going to be a chick flick that a woman's going to watch that's going to turn her the fuck on. And what she's going to do is she wants to experience whatever she sees on TV. 50 fucking Shades of Grey. Anyway, but there was a chick flick. I forgot the fucking name of the book, but the movie. But it was a chick flick where the guy and the woman started fucking in the rain. And I get a call. And guys, there have been several like this, so it's not just one. You get a phone call and say, look, I need you to do me a favor. What's up? I just want to know how it feels to fuck in the rain, because I never, you know, I see these movies of people fucking in the rain. So just know the next time it's like 90% chance of rain and shit, you just find a place, take me there, and I just want you to fuck me in the rain. And you're telling me women don't talk to y'all this way? You know what? I want to know what it's like when we're in the elevator with people, and I want you to kind of get behind me, slip your hand under my dress, and fuck my finger me from behind. And then when people get out of the elevator, I want you to go in and eat my pussy and see how fast you can try to make me come before the next door opens. Y'all guys act like women don't talk this way. Y'all act like women are like sugar and spice. Women are nasty as fuck. But they want to experience things. But they don't want to experience with a guy that cannot hold his motherfucking water. They just don't want that. They just don't want that. Let me shut the lines down. Ooh, the lines work, so let me shut